All right, Rick is going to talk to you real quick about Jason Kelce.
All right, thanks, Coach. As you guys saw yesterday with Jason, he had a knee injury. On the field, Dr. DeLuca's exam and this morning's MRI confirm a partial anterior cruciate ligament tear and then a third degree or total tear of the MCL, which is the medial collateral ligament. So the question arises, what do you do with those two injuries? And there's not a consensus across the country amongst sports medicine people. The first thing we know is that the MCL, or the medial collateral ligament, has to heal up before you can do anything with the ACL. So that takes about 4 to 6 weeks. And then the ACL, you have to decide whether you're going to fix it, whether you're going to do ACL reconstruction, or don't fix the ACL. If we fix it, he'll be done for the season and have a long rehab. If you don't fix it and the MCL heals, then he has a chance to play this year. So the next step for us will be that Dr. DeLuca will do a diagnostic arthroscope in the morning on Jason's knee. What he'll determine in that scope is, one, is while he's under anesthesia, he'll examine the knee again, because Jason was obviously in a lot of pain yesterday, and then this morning it was tough to get a total exam. When he's asleep, you'll be able to really feel how well the ACL checks up, if it's, you know, with a partial tear, whether it actually works. And then he'll go in there and scope it, and he'll look at the anterior cruciate ligament inside his knee with the scope to see how much of the tissue is intact. And then from there, we'll determine our treatment plan, which could either be 4 to 6 week rehab and bracing and continue to play, or to do his ACL reconstruction 4 or 6 weeks from now. And the reason you don't do the ACL right away, if he goes in there and the ACL is totally torn, or it's torn enough that he would fix it, he would probably come back out and let the MCL heal, because you'll have a better result with the ACL if you let the MCL heal. We'll share some of this, some of the information with other sports medicine experts around the country, some of the physicians in the National Football League and some of the athletic trainers, and then we'll have a better idea treatment plan after the diagnostic scope and the exam. Any questions?
Yeah, is this, you mentioned talking to other people. Do you have offhand examples of similar injuries where players have returned to play?
There are other players. I won't go into what players. I've already spoken to a few of my colleagues this morning. I know Dr. DeLuca has spoken to a few of his colleagues. And as far as we can tell right now, it's a mixed bag. You know, some people get it fixed right away, and some people just let the MCL heal and then play with a partial. Thank you.
Okay, let me finish up with some of the injuries here. Nate Allen has a shoulder contusion. Colt hyperextended his off knee, the right knee, but is making progress there. Jason Avant has the wrist that he had last week and is doing okay there. Jason Babin, when he came out, had a slight abdominal strain and should be fine. King has a hamstring strain, and we'll just see. That's a day-to-day thing. We'll see how he does. I wouldn't anticipate him practicing on Wednesday. Deshaun had the hamstring spasm and made it through the game. A little bit sore today, but made it through the game. Kelce, we talked about. Macklin had an added hip contusion to the hip contusion. He had the cut block that he made and had need in that same area, so he's sore. And I would imagine he would struggle to practice on Wednesday. Evan Mathis has a neck contusion. Riley, we've talked about with a collarbone, making progress, won't be back full this week, will not be back full this week. We'll continue to practice in the limited role that he was. And then Curtis Marsh with the hamstring strain is making progress. All in all, good win for our football team. It's early in the season, we understand that, so. But it was against what we consider a good football team and a very physical football team. And so I thought our guys played physical football. We understand that we've got another big challenge ahead of us this week against Arizona. They're coming off a big win against New England at New England, and they're playing good offense, defense, and special teams. So we've got to make sure we prepare ourselves right this week. Have plenty to work on coming out of this game. Absolutely plenty to work on. And so we'll get busy on that. I tell you that I thought the offensive and defensive line did a very respectable job. It starts with those guys, and they make everybody else better. And I thought they both sides played a solid football game. And then the guys that came in, Reynolds, who will be the replacement for Kelsey, replaced him in this game and did a respectable job, as did Bell and at the left tackle spot. And, I mean, I can go through a name. There are a lot of individual great efforts of Celix and D'Amico Ryans. I mean, I can continue on. Our corners played a good game. Our young guys that we've asked to step in did a nice job. Some of the things that some of the positives coming out on the defensive side, again, I thought our third down efficiency was very, very good. And I thought we played good third down defense there. In particular, in that third quarter, you come out that second half, you had a chance to make some adjustments. And I thought the coaches made nice adjustments and came out. The Ravens had three and outs that third quarter. Again, we've got to take care of the turnovers offensively. There were a number of good things that we did, and you surely can't have as many turnovers as we've had. We were fortunate enough to where the two turnovers that we received, we were able to score touchdowns off of those, and they had a touchdown and field goal. But the bottom line is they end up in points, and you don't ever want to put yourself in that position. So we'll continue to work and get better at the things we need to get better at and attack those issues. But overall, I was happy with the win, with room to improve, a lot of room to improve. Thank you.
Andy, when Dallas went in, did he just take over the protection calls the way Jason was, or did you have to shift some responsibility back to Mike?
No, not at all. He did everything that Jason was doing with the calls. He's a smart kid, and he's able to handle all that. And yeah, I thought, listen, he had a big challenge. I mean, literally, physically and literally, right? So he had a couple big men over him, and he held his own there, and he played good, solid football.
Any help for him having gone through 3 years on the practice squad and finally getting to play in the game?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that yesterday, that those are the good stories in this game here. But he has an opportunity now, and he's got to make sure he handles that the right way and continues to work hard. And, you know, you don't forget what got you there, all those things, and prepare yourself right during the week as opposed to playing 35 or 37 play. And now you got the whole thing, so you got to be ready to go.
Andy, does King go back in at left tackle if he's healthy, or did you see enough from Demetrius to give him a shot there?
Yeah, no, I think King would go back in this week if that's the case. But we'll see. We'll see how he does with the hamstring. I think it'll be a battle, to get him going. But I was very pleased with how Bell played. I thought he did a heck of a job and worthy job to start, and he's got a lot of experience under his belt to do that.
Kelsey's knee injury is obviously serious. You're kind of in a holding pattern here. Could you, if it was 6 weeks or something, could you keep him on the roster, and even though you would only have 8 offensive linemen, or would you have to make some moves to kind of at least bring in somebody to back yourself up there in light of that?
Well, yeah, the one spot you can do with the IR, designated return spot, the new tag there that you could use. What we're trying to do is just accumulate all the information we possibly can right now, and then that'd answer the question about the backup center. Presumably, we've just got to see how this all works out here and how we go with this. So.
If you don't make a roster move, how would you handle it on Sunday?
Well, we'll have to see how that works out. You know, that's what we're going through right now.
Mathis has played that before, though.
Yeah, he has, in little bits.
Andy, at what point did you realize that you had something special in this rookie class? OTAs, mini camps, training camp, guys, especially on defense, when you look at Kendricks and Boykin and Fletcher, what they've been able to do.
Well, listen, I talked to Howie about this during training camp, but we sit there and we evaluate these kids every day, every play. And so there weren't the big surprises. So there weren't the surprises in the negative way where you saw what you saw on tape and then a kid comes in and you go, doggone. Maybe it's not quite there. You know, maybe that's not what it was. That's not the feeling that you had. You felt these kids were what they were in college and were able to pick up what we were giving them and thus being able to progress in the offense, defense, and the special teams part of it.
And what was it about Dallas that made you keep him here for 3 years and then put him on the roster this season? What did he show you during those 3 years and make it to him?
The simple answer was I'd tell you he went to BYU, but I'm not going to tell you that. He worked his tail off here, and you saw this transformation in his body. You saw strength and quickness. He was always a real good athlete, but he got stronger, and that's what he needed to do. And he lived in that weight room and got himself together there where he needed to be to compete at this level, and then he was able to pick up the offense well, and he did it with Juan. Juan was a big supporter of his, and then when Howard came here, Howard was a big supporter of his. So he was tested through both the coaches, and both of them had positive things to say about him as a player.
He obviously felt confident enough with Demetrius to dress him for the first time, and then he went in there and played. How has he progressed over the last few weeks? Has something kind of a switch gone off with him? What's changed?
Well, I think he's more comfortable in the system, number one. And it just really showed up here the last couple of weeks where he just settled down a little bit and he had a good grasp of things. He had a good grasp of the technique. So he was learning a bunch of different things when he came in. And so sometimes you can take a little bit of a step back and you take a bigger step forward. And I felt that's what he did.
Fletcher.
What's the status of your running backs now, and why wasn't Deion Lewis active?
Well, listen, the other kids have done a good job. So, we felt good about them up to this point, and that they had earned the right to do that. Plus, Deion was set back just a bit with the injury, and so. And so those things happen. He's close to 100% now, and so we'll see how things go as the weeks go on here.
Fletcher played the most snaps of any defensive lineman. What has he done to earn that trust?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Wash about that today, and it's a tribute to the kid and the progress that he's made, and we're fortunate to have nine guys right now that we feel good about playing in the game. You saw Brandon Graham come in and give us some great snaps in there. So, and they're all contributing, and this kid is he's gotten better every week. He's got a huge challenge this week, but he deserved that opportunity and to up his play time. He had about 20 snaps a week before, and this gave him a chance to get a few more reps in there and snaps, and thought he did a good job with it.
Kendricks and Ross struggled closing out games last year.
Oh, hit me with the first part of that. What was the name?
My name. No, I said,
I didn't hear what you said at the beginning.
No, I just said, Andy, that this team struggled with closing out games last year. Okay. And came back, you know, back-to-back weeks and held off the opponents in the fourth quarter. What do you think the biggest difference is?
You see the energy of the team. I think just overall, there's a certain confidence the fellas have, and there's a certain trust they have. So they've been able to stay together during the tough times of a game. Every game's going to present you with tough times, some more than others. But the key is that you stick together and you keep playing hard and aggressive, and you trust the guy next to you, and so on. All the fundamentals there. So I think this group's done that to this point. I mean, we're talking about the second game here, but they've been two pretty close games. But they've hung together and supported each other.
Kendricks and Ryan's played every snap for your linebacker. Obviously, your preference is to have your linebackers play all three downs. What kind of What does that do for defense now? The guys out there for every snap.
Well, it's not that we don't have trust in the other linebackers playing. That's the first part of that. So we have full confidence that they can get in and play. You know, D'Amico is the leader of that defense there, and he gets everybody lined up and ready to go. And he's done a nice job with it. He's proved to us that he can do that. I mean, if we had any question before that, we found out what he was all about when he was here. So, but again, that doesn't mean we can't mix and match guys in there. But he's shown that he's done that well. And then, you know, you see Michael getting better every week. And you saw it on the last play, undercutting a route that he's stayed over the top on before and early in the preseason there, and had been undercut on that route and our, where the receiver came underneath him, and as opposed to him coming underneath the receiver. So you see these little steps that he's taken here and getting better at his game. And it's just important that he continues to the attention to detail, and he's wired that way. He wants to try to do everything right. So and then he's gifted. Listen, he's gifted athletically. He's a good athlete. He can run and cover, and he plays a run game well.
As your defense in general is starting to, you know, they've had two gut check second halves and fourth quarters in the last two games, but they're starting to kind of do that and then get that chemistry going.
Well, yeah. Listen, I think they trust each other. I mean, that's an important thing. And not every game is going to be smooth sailing. I mean, that's not how it works. These other teams have got good football players, and so there are going to be plays that are made. Then you got to come back, and how you come back is what you want to see. And for 2 weeks here, they've come back the way you want to handle yourself after a positive play has happened against them. They've come back and haven't lost any trust with one another.
It seemed like Brandon Graham was very active in the nine snaps he got. Do you think that number's got to come up the way he's playing?
Well, this is the problem. Yeah, that's right. That's what it comes down to. And so Washington's got, I mean, that's a tough thing to juggle there. And you have nine guys and they're all playing. They're putting in positive snaps. And so it's important that Brandon just continues to keep pushing. And he's going to, you know, it's a good problem to have, I guess I'd tell you. We'll just see if that increases or not as we go on here.
Macklin was a game time decision this week. He now has two contusions. I mean, is it safe to say that it's going to be a real struggle for him to be back by Sunday?
Well, we'll see. Listen, I can't tell you. We're going to play it by ear here and see how it works out. I mean, I stood here last week and told you it was going to be a struggle. And then he came around. So I don't. I just tell you it's day to day. Let's take it at that, and we'll see how he does. He got hit in the same spot there, and it's pretty tender right now, but pretty tough kid too. So we'll just see how it works out for him.
There's a good chance Kevin Cobb will be starting that quarterback for the Cardinals next week. How crazy is that, and what do you sort of expect out of him?
Well, listen, he's a good football player. And we knew that when he was here. I've told him before, I wish him the best of luck for 15 games, right? Except the ones we have to play him. So, but he's a heck of a player. That's what I can tell you. It won't be a surprise to anybody in the room if he's starting. I mean, that's not going to be a surprise. The guys that were here with him respect him, and we know that. You know, he's capable of doing what he did at New England and leading his team to a win. So, we understand. We got the pitcher.
Some of the Ravens players said that they thought your team was cheap. There were some cheap shots. After watching the film, did you feel like there was any merit to those statements? Do you feel like it was a very physical game, or do you like to see that little chippiness out of your
player? I would tell you there was a little pushing and shoving and all that. I think it was probably both sides, and I think it was two good football teams playing each other, and you're going to get a little of that. It was a physical game, and so I'm not sure their opinion of us was that we were maybe as tough as what they figured out we were once we got there.
He can't go on Sunday. Would Bell definitely be the guy, or would Kelly be in that mix too?
Yeah, Bell would be the starter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andy, do you think some of that pushing and shoving yesterday was attributed to the replacement referees not having enough control, taking over control in the game?
Yeah, listen, I think even when you get into those kind of games where it's close and it's two good teams playing each other and they're both aggressive teams, I think you're going to have a little bit of that. I think the regular officials that are here, they allow that too. They separate it quickly, but they allow, they understand. You know, you kind of get it. As long as there's not heavy punches thrown in that, I think they understand that. I thought they handled that okay. That didn't bother me.
I think the biggest difference is right now in Nate Allen as opposed to this time last year. What did you do out there?
Well, he's got full trust in his legs first, and then I think he's more familiar with what we're doing. Looks like he had a pretty good grasp of what's going on. He had a great off season conditioning wise, and he's playing physical football. I know I was asked that before. So he's playing very physical, and we ask a lot of our safeties now. I mean, you play the wide nine, you got a C gap responsibility at times, and you got to be able to come up there and put a lick on somebody. So I mean, both those guys are willing to do that, but Nate, in particular, he gets called on to do that quite often. So I mean, he's doing that well. He's got coverability. We knew that when we got him here. He's a good athlete that can cover.
The issue of Michael and the hits has been belabored to death, but again, obviously yesterday he was twisting and throwing as he was, you know, being driven in the ground. And have you just gotten to the point where, well, you're just going to have to cross your fingers and hope? Or?
Well, listen, I want Michael to be Michael. I mean, he's 32 years old, and he's been a pretty good quarterback in this league. So I want him to play the way that he plays. And everybody can write about it and do all that. I just want him to keep competing and playing and take what's there. And, you know, there'll be a time and a place, which you saw yesterday, where he did get out of bounds or does get down. And that's all I ask of him, other than just play the offense and play it, put your mark on it.
Talk about, though, limiting mistakes and trying to, you know, limit turnovers, which hurt you. And then, you know, on the first drive, he kind of throws a pass and gets picked. That just was vintage.
That wasn't the question. But the turnovers goes back. Yeah, listen, you can't have turnovers, right? You can't have turnovers. So you've got to do certain things there. I think he'd be the first to tell you. You could just get up and get out of bounds, and now you're at the 7-yard line right in there, and you live to play the next play. That's not the injury.